this I'm going to need you to talk me through. How could this possibly go wrong?
You've made me laugh and you've shit me up. This fucker sold me on this book so hard. There's a map at the beginning. I ain't reading it. This is boring.
No, we don't talk about it. We completely and utterly fucking ignore it, bastards. People out there are going, what the fuck?
This is the stuff I want to hear from a podcast.
I fucking loved it. I thought it was brilliant.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another ramble with your two favourite crones, Annette and
Show. Feeling all Bette Davis today.
So today's ramble is: who would narrate your biography? So if someone was to write the book of your life, you could have your pick of anybody to do your audiobook version.
Yeah.
Who are you going to have, Shell?
Do they have to be dead or alive? I forgot to clarify this.
Well, let me just check. Living. No. Living and dead. We're good. Sorry, double check. No, we're good with both. It's fine.
I forgot to clarify. I really struggled with this.
I did not struggle with it.
Excellent. So if I go first, you can carry the rest of the episode. What do you think?
I've dug myself a hole there.
The first one who popped to mind, well, it's not the first one who popped to mind, but the first one that I've got written down is, I'll never say her name right, Jodie Cromer. So that's the lady who plays Villanelle.
Oh, she's a fantastic actress. Great at accents as well.
Exactly. So regardless, because we've been about a bit,
yeah,
you know, regardless of where you're sitting, well, she'd be able to do the accents that were around you.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, like we've done South London.
Mm-hmm.
We've done East London, we've done North London, and despite what people think, each area of London has a different accent, doesn't
it? It's true.
You know, we've done up north, we've done deep down south in the corner, we've done coastal.
Yep.
Done Wales, Scotland. So if she can do Russian, German, American in Killing Eve, and French, she did in Killing Eve as well,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure she could cope with all the natives.
There we go. Lovely choice.
So, her to be practical. And the other choice for me was Kathy Burke.
I knew it!
Just because it's Kathy fucking Burke.
Oh, I absolutely knew it 100% when we did this. Like, but sure, she's picking Kathy Burke.
She just knows... She knows the way it is. She's got the accent. She'd probably have a fag while she was recording it.
Yeah, maybe a nice glass of red wine.
You know, she just doesn't fucking care. The woman is an ultimate, utter, utter legend. And I, when she popped into my head, I had a vision of her in one of the recording studios having a pint. With a chain smoking while she was recording, and I was just like, yeah, actually, what cool way to have it captured. Not that I've got anything significant to write about, but it just, you know, if nothing else, that would make people read it, wouldn't it?
Now, the only downside to having Kathy Burke do your audio book for your autobiography is she would not be able to get it done for you staring through the glass bloody window, like, with a massive psychotic grin on your face. Yeah,
I'd end up with a fucking restraining order.
Exactly. They would already have banned you from the booth from sitting next to her having a fag and a drink with her going, yeah.
Want another one, babe?
Yeah. I like it, it's all right. It would never be finished.
So yeah, that would be the top of my wishes. I mean, there's loads of amazing other people out there. When we did something about narrators before, I mentioned a lady called Annie Aldington,
yes,
who's an absolute legend. Who, you know, she starts off saying "read by Annie Aldington," and then chapter one, you can't.
Yeah. It just, work voice, home voice. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, yeah, but for me, that's my pick is Kathy Burke. What about you? What did you have?
All right. Well, following on from what you said when we talked about narrators before, there was one that I wanted to say, and just for shits and giggles, Neil Gaiman. What a person to narrate your biography. What a cool voice. But yeah. I don't think it would be as well in my really amateur type of book. So but then I got to thinking, like you said about accents, now because I have lived in quite a few places up and down the country, I have had very varying accents throughout my life.
Yeah, because your accent changes within like 6 months, a year of you being wherever you are.
It honestly it doesn't even take that, Shell, because I remember going on holiday to Ireland for the 6 weeks holiday, the whole 6 weeks, and I came back with an Irish accent. Not putting it on. Now, this is not a thing. Yeah. I don't put it on. I just pick it up so easy.
Yeah.
Without realising it. It's like when I lived in Newcastle for a couple of years, the first few months, I couldn't get a job for Love Nor Money because I sounded like a proper South London girl. To the point some people thought I was Australian. With some of the twang,
yeah.
And I couldn't get a job at all. But once I started, you know, talking to a lot of people, and I started picking up the accent and the expressions and things like that. Oh, did I start getting jobs? Because they all thought I was like a local. Yeah.
Yeah.
So going off of that, we're going to start with Annette's early years. Okay. So obviously South London, being brought up. We're going to go Alison Steadman, Pam Shipman in Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
It's a drama, Mick. I love it. You know? Now, if Tam is listening, she can fit in some little voice clips in these. These will be fantastic to get the idea to make. So I thought that'd be great for when Annette's like proper in it, coming in it.
Yeah. In a day,
isn't it? Yeah. Now, when I was feeling posh, we're going to go Rosamund Pike.
Yeah.
She has a beautiful posh accent. Those are, you know, when I started mixing with the artsy crowd at college, and even you pulled me like, what you fucking talking like that for? Don't fucking sound like that. That's how we talk.
And yet the irony is, about a year, 2 years after, I did it to you, didn't I? We switched because of the circles we were in changed.
Exactly. Then you have my Newcastle years. That could only be one person. That's Sarah Millican.
Yes.
The best Geordie voice, I think, in the world. I loved it so much when I think, is it BBC offer a couch to 5K, and she's one of the voices. That prompts you. I had to, when I was doing Couch to 5K, she got me through it, I tell you. Absolute legend. Insert comedy sketch bit here. And then for my life in the northwest, I could only think Maxine Peake.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You gave this a lot of thought.
I did. Absolutely stunning. Stunning actress. I'd be honoured if she would, you know, to narrate that part. So those are like, if I was doing different actresses or actors to do those eras. Then I threw in a couple of fun ones. Angela Lansbury. How good would that have been?
Yeah.
Just for shits and giggles, Danny Dyer. Because how much fun would that be? Just Andy, my love, China, you know. You fucking Muppets, you know? But then I thought to myself, well, if I can't get all these people, who is one person that could encapsulate it all? You know, someone I admire, someone who has the sense of humour, someone who can do all the accents, and it just came to me in a flash. Catherine Tate.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I mean, you think of all those different characters. I mean, even like my little summer in Ireland, it could be Bernie Nurse, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it'd be really awesome if we could get her and Kathy Burke in the same room to do the crossover bits.
Oh my God, as the Crones era. Oh my God. And don't tell me it's not perfect that I'm going to end up like her character, Nan.
Fucking Liberty.
Liberty. So yeah, those are the ones. So yes, I landed. It's going to have to be Catherine Tate, because she's just so fantastic. She has all those characters. She could do all those accents. So yeah, definitely. What a combo, Kathy Burke and Catherine Tate. I love it.
Love it. Yeah. It'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
That'd be so perfect.
But we have boring lives that aren't worth telling.
No, it's a shame, really.
Especially when we leave all the good bits out.
It's the last thing.
Some of it, Annette, can never be released until we're dead. No, I think that was a really good choice, and I'm impressed at the level of effort that you put into that as well, and I'm also grateful.
Yes, on that note of things that can never be said, let's just say there's been a couple of never have I evers that left people quite aghast that will never be revealed.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about those.
No!
We're certainly not going to record them.
No!
Yeah. Anything you say can and will be used against you. Don't know what you're talking about.
I'm completely innocent. I'm just a lovely little housewife that never did nothing.
good Catholic girls. That really kind of gives it away, doesn't it? Yeah, no, I think that was good. So our choices is, I'm trying to get back on track desperately here. our choices are the amazing, super, duper fantastic Kathy Burke and the extremely talented and versatile and amazing Catherine Tate.
Fantastic. Oh, yay. Oh, I wish we'd had something now for them to do. Never mind.
But yeah, okay. Well, in that case, that one is another short, sweet ramble.
Yep.
And we'll be back soon with a review, I think.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Awesome. Thank you so much for listening once again. Don't forget to check us out on all our social medias, on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And we'll see you very soon.
Ta-ra.
Bye.